Hi, this is Charlie from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What is your zip code?
13214.
Perfect. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Okay, next question, sir. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
1214. 1960.
Oh, 1960?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay.
African-American.
Thank you so much for confirming it. What is your race, sir?
My age is 65.
Okay. 64. Okay. What about your race?
My race, African-American.
Yep. Sorry? You said African-American?
Yes, African-American.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
From college.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote for Obama. I'm assuming Biden.
For Biden? Okay. As you may know, sir, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, the following question, sir. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Like a 2.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
2.
Okay. Now, the following. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. The choices are strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you so much, sir. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you for this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it's matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. So these are just 4 statements. So the first one will be protecting abortion rights.
Protecting abortion rights.
Oh, yeah. So for you, does this matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matter a lot.
Okay, it matters a lot. Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate, or the Senate?
No, repeat the question again, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
It matters a lot.
Okay, matters a lot. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot to get rid of Donald Trump out of that damn White House. To stop him.
Okay. What about protecting LGBTQ rights?
That doesn't matter at all.
Okay. Now, the following questions we have. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you vote? Are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. If you want, I can repeat like the five options again.
Please repeat the five options again, please.
Okay. So the first option will be nothing will stop me. The second will be I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. The fourth one is I doubt I will vote. And the last one is no chance I will vote. I'm about to read the statement. So the first one is protection.
Good.
Yeah, protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Oh, nothing will stop me.
Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
I don't even know about that one.
You want me to read again the... Oh, okay.
Nothing will stop me.
What about protecting LGBTQ rights?
I don't care to vote.
Okay. Next one. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, election for president were held today. Would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other options?
Some other options.
Okay. Let me have the follow one. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, would vote for political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Kamala Harris.
So sorry?
Kamala Harris. I will vote for
her. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you on the side or would you not vote?
I would vote Democrat.
Democrat? Okay. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated,
motivated,
will not vote?
Motivated. How long is this question and action, the survey is doing? Because I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, yeah. Basically, we are almost done. So it will be just a few questions more. If you want, I can, like, speed up a bit.
Please speed up a bit.
Okay. Thank you so much. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to the protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you read it? A lot? Some? Not much? Nothing at all?
I have not read it.
Okay. Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive, healthcare, and autonomy. I guess both puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution, and I know both leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you on the side, or would you not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, would you think this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit refusing discrimination, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over the children's medical decisions, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections?
I would support it.
Okay. So now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes.
Yes.
Probably
vote
no.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights?
Yes.
Are you much or less motivated?
I'm more motivated.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, which, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Now repeat that, please.
Okay. So, well, what you have to do is just to rate from 0 to 10. 0 means you disagree, and 10 is basically you strongly agree. So I'm going to read the statements. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
1 means what?
1 means that you are strongly disagreeing with the statement.
I strongly disagree with statement 1.
Okay, perfect. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
1.
Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
5.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than sling and gains out some groups.
5.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
2.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
I say 6.
Okay, 6. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
1.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
4.
4. Thank you so much, sir, for staying with me on the line. Now we are almost completing all the survey. It's just a few more questions. Okay? Okay, so here's a short...
I'm very busy.
We are almost done, sir. If this is very important, and we are almost in the very end. So the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country at a moment in time when we are seeing state government's recourse walk right backwards. This proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no? Or are you on the side
no.
or would you not vote? Okay.
I will not vote.
Okay. As you may know, sir, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. We are coming to an end, so I'm just reading the last few questions. A statement, sir. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things out of our constitution. It will strip parents to their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent exchange operation without their parent consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And the statement B is, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all the people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more. For you to know.
No.
Okay, but a statement A or B are, oh, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much for the clarification. I totally understand that you're busy here, sir, but basically you are helping us out a lot in this research. Now, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 minutes take you to think it's somewhat motivating, and 10 means that motivates you at all. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights or those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against the government. So are you motivated, not motivated, somehow motivated, extremely motivated? You remember, 0 to 10.
5.
Okay, 5. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that needed to stop from happening. From 0 to 10?
10.
10. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly, our state constitution, we're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Extremist politicians
I'm going to stop this because I'm very, very busy. I don't have no more questions.
I totally understand. But we are coming to a very end right now. It will be a mess if we leave it. So sorry?
You said that before. If you don't stop asking me the questions, I will hang up. I'm very busy.
Look, sir. We are right now at the 80% of the survey competition. As
84%.
As you can see this information, we are 80% completed.